I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The FBI is announcing a major investigation and subsequent arrests of dozens of people in what it calls an illegal gambling crackdown, among them several stars in the NBA. I'll go through the charges and also want to ask questions about whether professional sports institutionalizing sports betting could play any part in this. So first, the case itself, where Miami Heat player Terry Rozier, Portland Trailblazer coach Chauncey Billups, and former player Damon Jones were arrested for what they called selling non-public information about games and players which were used by others to place bets. FBI Director Kash Patel says much bigger than one alone.
This is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing.
So it's not over, and it could get bigger.
The charges and the arrests that were taken down across this country range from wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, robbery, illegal gambling.
So Patel says it starts with the alleged crimes of the sports figures. Crimes
committed on the grand stage of the NBA. But we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchesi crime families.
In which they say, as well as inside sports information, high-tech equipment was used in gambling parlors, X-ray machines that could read cards, to marked cards for cheating. So Patel says major move on organized crime. In the sports part of it, Rozier is accused of selling information that he would feign an injury in a game and have to come out, which would weaken his team's chances of winning, as well as have him underperform in any wagers on him. The charges say he did all of that. And focusing as well on the sports part, the major sports leagues have now formed partnerships with apps or online betting networks that promote fan participation in betting on games, on players' stats, apps that claim to be the official site for whatever it is, NBA, NFL, MLB. Their announcers talk about percentage odds for a team or player performance during the telecasts. This is a sea change from when sports shied away from any kind of betting, banned Pete Rose from baseball, wouldn't put sports teams in Las Vegas. Vegas now has pro football, hockey, and soon baseball. Can the NBA be far behind? Now, nobody can argue against the fact that the U.S. has a gambling problem as a whole anyway, but does this contribute to gambling? Prohibition has never worked, but this isn't that. The argument is whether it should be promoted continually over and over and over again. It is true that personal responsibility can and should be used. Nobody is forcing anybody to app gamble. But does this ripple effect contribute to weak souls getting in over their heads? The athletes charged, if found guilty in court, of course, have crossed the line. That is one issue. Mafia being involved in rigging games and backroom gambling parlors is another. But should a conversation be had about the whole atmosphere of omnipresent gambling while sitting at home watching a game, possibly contributing to potential problems? Should that conversation be held? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.